Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
I know summer's almost over, and we want to make sure you've got the cash to take some time off and get out of town if you didn't get to do it already.
Okay, cool.
Details on how you can win $1,000 cash. And that's a game changer right there. $1,000, so you can do whatever you want. We have the details coming up. And how would you like to get away?
I would love to get away.
You can win a trip for two to the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards, hosted by Miley Cyrus. Now, here are the rules if you want to go on this trip.
Okay. All right.
We're going to announce a photo theme each day, mostly with the categories from the MTV VMAs.
Okay.
You're going to enter with a photo or video of yourself using the hashtag KidNationVMA. Now, you could do that on Instagram or on Twitter.
Got it.
Again, the hashtag is KidNationVMA, and that's Kid with two Ds, K-I-D-D. We're going to announce the winner on air on Friday, August 14th. And when you announce the categories, feel free to do whatever you want. You can take a picture with your friends.
Yeah.
You could do a video where you're pretending to be one of the celebrities accepting the award.
Okay. Be creative.
You could do a song. Whatever you desire.
All right.
Do that.
Wow us.
Wow us. Yeah, if you want to win, I mean, you want to stand out.
Yeah.
Today's category, you guys ready for this?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Best collaboration.
Okay.
That's your theme today. Mm. So you got Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood. You could do something having to do with Taylor. Maybe you want to get a bunch of your friends together and dance a little bit to Uptown Funk. Because that's always a fun video. Maybe you want to slow things down and do a little Wiz Khalifa with Charlie Puth. See you again. Slow down.
Oh, yeah. I'd always go with depressing over fun and uplifting. That'd be great.
Or maybe you hate America and you want to do a little Ariana Grande. I'm just kidding, Ariana. She's up for Love Me Harder with The Weeknd.
Apologize for that.
And then you also got Ariana again with Jessie J and Nicki Minaj. Ooh. Bang Bang.
Now you're talking.
Plenty of options. Best collaboration is your theme for today. The grand prize, a trip for two to L.A. for the MTV Video Music Awards and a Celeb Pack VIP weekend. You're going to stay at the hottest hotel. You're going to receive a $150 gift card to Top Shop and Top Man.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's a cool spot.
Yes.
We went there in London. Daily runner-ups with a Mophie power station, so you can keep that phone charged anytime, anywhere. You have a Mophie, don't you, Kelly?
I do. I love it. I give them as gifts.
You do?
They change your life, right?
Right.
They really do.
Again, you can do whatever you want. Make sure you use the hashtag KidNationVMA.
Got it.
Speaking of songs that are in the charts right now that should win awards, I had an estrogen moment, you guys.
Hmm.
And
how so, bro?
Like, I probably shouldn't tell my dude friends about this.
Well, you know.
No, you're not.
I think it's all right. I mean, because I have testosterone moments.
Right. Yeah, Jenna has testosterone moments. We've heard the, well, you can't handle it,
mm-hmm.
from Jenna.
Yeah.
This is the complete opposite, Jenna.
Okay.
So, my kids and I on Friday were thinking of things to do.
Yeah, because your wife was out of town,
yeah.
And you're babysitting your kids that are how old?
They're my son's three and my daughter is one. She'll be two in September.
Got it.
So we got to figure out things to do. So I asked, what do you guys want to do? They want to go to Target. Perfect.
Oh, you should have dropped them off at Kelly's house.
Yeah, no. We went to Target, Al, and we just walked around for about an hour and a half. They had fun. They looked at all the toys.
Yep.
At Target. Just walked around.
It's bright. Kids love it. It's a second home to
yeah.
children.
Okay. So we're having a good time there, okay. right? And we listened to a couple CDs, and we played some games, and it's finally time to get home. And we get in the car, and my son's already tired.
Did you leave without buying anything?
No, I got guilty. I felt guilt, so I bought.
Using Target as a daycare center?
Yeah.
I'll be over eating popcorn.
Yeah, I was literally walking out, and I'm like, ooh, I've been here for like an hour, and I'm just going to walk out. I feel like I need to purchase something. So I told the kids, pick something cheap out.
At the dollar section.
Yeah. I bought Casey like a $9 Ninja Turtle toy. So I bought something, Kelly. Thank you for asking. And we're on our way home, and we're listening to the radio, and this song comes on right here. Song. Now, it's been on the radio for a little while.
Yeah, so you changed the channel.
No, of course not. I like the song. And I kept it on because of what happened next. My son's getting to that point where he starts to sing songs, but it's usually like the really, really popular ones, like the Taylor Swifts or like the Selena Gomez, and that one's awkward. Or you know, like the ones that are played like literally every hour, which this song's getting to. And with his little voice, he started singing in this cute little boy voice. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and he's just going all in with his emotions, and his eyes are feeling it. And he's staring out the window. And then he hits this little note right here.
Be strong.
And I'm sitting there as he's singing.
Future karaoke singer right there.
And my eyes. Kelly, I don't know what the hell is going on in my head, but my eyes just start welling up with tears. Yeah. And he's just sitting there staring. That was in the morning the next day. But in the car, it was just sweeter. And he was staring out the window. My eyes just well up with tears, and they just start flowing.
I get that.
For no reason, whatsoever.
It's an emotional moment, you know?
Your baby boy's growing up.
Yeah, he's singing the song.
And I'm like sitting there wiping because I don't want him to see me. And I'm like, why am I? Jenna, I know.
Oh, it only gets better.
Jenna,
when
I know.
Little concerts in the car with your kid, it's JC. So fun.
Jenna, I know.
No, I mean, I think it's sweet and all, but I'm just kind of looking at you like, where did you go?
Oh, he's gone.
This is coming off him giving me that deep emotional advice last week.
Yeah.
Remember when he talked about like a real man?
Oh, he's gone.
I'm like Zen now. That's not a real man right there.
He's gone.
You know, gone.
I understand.
That's why I'm crying.
You want to have a eulogy for old JC? Is that what you're
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what happened. So, if you've had a cry for no reason moment.
Dudes.
Okay. It's okay. We're in the trust tree.
We're in the trust tree.
We'll change your name if you want so your homies can't hear at work.
Change the voice.
No, we won't change your voice. That's too much work,
okay.
Jenna.
Okay, sorry.
But our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What random reason made you cry?
Okay, dude tears.
And if your husband doesn't call in and you want to call him out, ladies, go ahead. That's fine.
All right.
You don't have to give us his name away. 800-KID-LIVE again.
All right, 800-543-3548.
Bring on the tears next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
We just told you if you want to make your way out to the MTV Video Music Awards, just make a small video or a picture on Twitter or Instagram and use the hashtag KidNationVMA. We told you today's the topic or the category is best collaboration.
Okay.
And you can do whatever you want. It's up to you to be you.
Again, the hashtag is Kid Nation, that's with two D's and VMA.
Right? Exactly, yeah.
All right.
If you don't have the hashtag, we might not find it.
You ain't find it, man.
So I just told you I had my estrogen moment of the weekend thanks to that Rachel Platten song, Fight Song.
When your little boy was singing it.
My little boy started singing it.
What song?
I don't know what it was, Al.
What song?
But it's just the way the sun was hitting his face and the way he was staring out the window and his little attempts at the runs.
Yeah.
He's doing the little motions, too, for being strong. And my eyes just filled up with water.
Our grown men do cry.
It happens.
You remember just last week they had this ball player on TV. He's an outfielder for the Mets. And he thought he was going to get traded. This was in the news. He's playing a game. And all of a sudden, he starts crying. And word was that he thought he was going to be traded. And the trade rumors were swirling. Aww. So he's like in outfielders wiping tears from his eyes. And everybody's like clapping for him. He didn't get traded. But
he's
it was
still
like
on the Mets.
A big story. I think we have it right here.
The tears might have saved him.
Yeah, maybe.
First trade is always the most difficult. I am not one to, you know, provide a towel to cry on one's shoulder, but I feel for Wilmer. I know exactly what he's going through.
Flores, having spent the last four or five innings in limbo, with the world believing that he's been traded to Milwaukee, but the deal not yet consummated, it's led to tears for Wilmer Flores. And once the conversation was over, he took his equipment, headed down the tunnel, and it looks as though he is not going to take an at bat if his turn comes up here in the ninth.
Wow.
But he did.
Poor guy. He didn't get traded, though. He's still with the Mets. But that's understandable. You're going to leave your friends.
I remember telling a story about Kelly. I had a dream about Kelly.
Oh, no, don't.
Well, I'm not going to go into the dream.
So awkward.
By the way, we will be taking your calls here shortly what made you cry.
Grown men cry. And Kelly and I were together in my dream, but telling the story on the radio the following day.
It was awkward.
It was awkward for everybody.
It was. And I cried telling the story of the dream.
You weren't crying because you were laughing so hard. It was emotional. So vivid.
You loved her.
Intense. So vivid.
Like,
man.
You're in love with her.
Real.
And that was, what, like a year ago?
You feel a love that real that it makes you cry?
Yeah.
We all felt that love.
That was cute.
That's the first time Al's ever cried because he felt love that real.
Yeah.
And it was from a dream.
Right. He's never cried over a girl before.
Have you ever cried? You were so in love before? Be honest.
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
Did you cry when you got rejected?
It was just... See, I'll start crying again.
I know. Because it was such a pure love,
it was
right?
Such a vivid, real dream.
You love Kelly.
My left eye is getting watery right now.
Good.
Because it brings up the memories of how good and that felt.
About the conversation about the dream.
Yeah, because it wasn't even like a naughty dream. It was just you guys in love.
You guys cuddled, which was even girlier.
We didn't make out or anything.
Nothing.
Didn't we just lie in bed and you held me?
Yeah, it was like The Notebook, but we lived.
Oh, man. Hey, maybe one day, Al. Maybe one day.
Deathbed, Al.
That'll be us, Kelly.
Our phone number.
Something to say to you before I die.
Yeah, Kelly.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Fellas, what has made you cry? 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Diego, welcome to the trust tree, where it's okay to show emotion.
Diego, that's a man's man.
What's up, Diego?
Well, it's actually Hugo.
Oh. Well, Hugo, that's another man's man.
Hugo. Apparently, somebody wants to name you Diego. Hugo.
All right, Hugo. What's up? Yeah.
What's up, Hugo?
What made you cry?
Oh, you know, every time I look at my oldest daughter, you know, she's already 14. She's going up into high school freshman year. And, you know, before I even got married, I had this name picked out for my first baby. And I didn't even know if I was going to have a girl. I didn't know if I was going to have kids, you know?
Yeah, you're a dude.
But, you know, I had her name picked out. Her name is Ivory Faith. And I've had it for a long time. And, you know, I finally hooked up with this girl, got married to her, got her pregnant.
Was it easy to name the name that you wanted, or did she fight you on it?
No, actually, she thought it was a beautiful name also, you know, and I look at her now, she was so spoiled when she was born, and she got love from everybody, she got everything, she got tons of pictures every month, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So what made you cry, Diego?
Just looking at her, you know?
Just looking.
Seeing her grow up and turn into a lady, and, you know.
She's not a baby anymore. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen to every single dude, especially when you have a girl.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you for your call, man. Congratulations on your beautiful one.
Thanks, Hugo.
That's my dude, Hugo, a.k.a. Diego. Hey, Mari, you wanna call out your husband?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. This is fun.
He always cries when he watches Titanic. He's watched it a million times, and he will cry a million times.
What scene makes him cry the most?
When she's holding Jack's hand, she's like, "I'll never let go of Jack." And when he ends up dying, she's like, "I let go." I'm like, "You're kidding me, right?"
Again,
she let go.
She let go.
She pushed him.
That's the scene that makes me the most angry out of any movie.
She didn't let go. She pushed him under.
Yeah.
She didn't learn about sharing.
Y'all are wrong. He was dead.
And then held his head under the water so he couldn't come back up.
That's not true.
And then if you pot up the volume, she says, bye, Felicia.
Oh, y'all are ridiculous.
You feel me on that, huh, Mari?
I'll never let go, Jack.
Yeah. Telling you, she didn't learn how. Rose needs to share.
No, the scene that gets me in that movie was that old couple. They realize
the water's rushing
in. It's when they're violins. They're like, let's just keep playing.
Spooning in the bed, like Al was spooning me in his dream that makes him cry.
Yeah.
And the water's rising. I lost my. Yeah. Mm.
I lose it every time. Yeah. I can't even watch that movie, though. I lose it every time.
But then when we get to I'll Never Let Go, Jack, I get angry.
Mm-hmm. Why? He's dead.
Because Rose doesn't share the dang
board. He wants her to live. If he got on the board would have gone under.
No,
and they would have both been
They've
in the
done
water.
Scientific studies that say he would have fit on the board.
Said that. Go in the script, it said that.
And the board, go for
he had to go with the script.
Scoot well, over, Rose. Scoot over, Rose. Let me get, let me get over there on the headboard with you.
Mahler board.
Scoot over.
Rose is an awful person in that movie.
Oh, horrible.
She's awful.
Why do y'all ruin that movie?
Because it's the truth.
She let go.
She let go.
She let go.
Liars.
And then threw the stupid diamond in the water.
Because he was dead.
And then everybody's like, Rose the hero.
Like, his fingers snapped when she peeled them off of hers because they were frozen solid.
I'm going to start a Rose is the villain from Titanic Facebook
horrible.
Page. That's what I'm going to start.
Stop it.
Hey, Ken, what made you cry, buddy?
I finally got to get the house to myself for one, and I think about 2 years.
You were so happy you cried?
Your kids and your wife left.
Pretty
you got the
much.
House.
I got off of a 14-hour shift, and I walked around the house and realized there was nobody there, and I forgot that everybody had gone out, and I was the only one there.
My man.
So, oh, hey, my gosh.
Hashtag
my
man time.
And yeah. I had me a beer. And
cried.
There you go, dog. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Being alone.
Hey, whatever brings the tears out. Tears are healthy.
Yeah, they are. It's okay to cry, guys.
Tears are healthy.
Thank you, Ken. Congratulations on getting the house to yourself. Hopefully it happens again soon.
It could be small things like that.
Oh, definitely.
We're talking about what makes men cry.
It's the small things in life that usually get the dudes going with the tears. Mm-hmm. Sabrina would like to call out her husband with what made him cry for no reason. What's that, Sabrina?
He's like hardcore, previously Army, testosterone dude, 500 push-ups every other day.
Whoa.
If he misses it, he's like missing something in his day, and so we have a child together that we've raised together, and he's just, so our kid is like Diego. We've always called him Diego. He's always had long hair, it's kind of curly. So 8 years old, we're like, okay, he needs a boy cut.
Okay.
First time. Our hairdresser is the only one that's ever touched his hair his whole life, and so he's getting a boy cut, and my husband starts crying, and he's trying to like wipe it off on the side, and I'm like, no, like he's trying to hide, like, and I'm like, and you know, I'm just, I don't know, I was like, oh my gosh, are you really crying right now? Like, Mr. Testosterone is crying over his baby boy getting a boy cut.
That really helps too when the ladies go, are you really crying right now?
That's awesome.
But you thought it was cute, didn't you,
yeah.
Sabrina?
That's awesome.
Of course, I'm not going to let it go. I have to let everybody in the room know that. Oh, my gosh, this is so cute.
Not like, just everybody in the room, everybody on the radio.
Yeah, what's his name again?
I almost just said it. Oh, boy.
Well played, Sabrina. Oh, well
Sabrina.
Played.
Yes, he's a Mexican, yeah.
All right. Awesome. He's
Mexican married to Sabrina. We'll figure it out.
Us Mexican guys, we're really sensitive.
Oh, you Mexican.
Yeah,
we
get really sensitive.
Thanks
Bye, Sabrina.
Calling,
thank you for calling. We can be really machismo wannabe, but when it gets down to being super sensitive, we get down.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
All right, guys. Go ahead and fess up. What makes you cry?
I'll probably do the same thing, Michael. What's the one thing that made you cry randomly?
Man, my son, we worked hard all summer long, training him baseball, working him hard, you know, and he just wasn't getting it down during the games. One game, man, he freaking hits it, and it goes to the right spot. He runs in first, second, third, makes it all the way home just on that one run.
Aww.
And the other team was throwing the ball around everywhere, trying to, you know, throw him out. It didn't get him. He hits that plate and throws up his arms, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was just like, so like proud. I was like, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
I got to go to the bathroom.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
And you lost it.
Yeah, I was right there in the dugout. He runs right into my arm.
Aww.
And I'm just like, I'm trying to make my nose bleed. So I'm like, because I got my face in my shirt. I'm like, come on.
He's trying to make your nose
bleed.
He's trying to make his
allergies.
So people will see him crying. Once
yeah, man, I'm like, there's coaches and all these players around. And
they're
like,
all staring at you.
She's like, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing.
I'm so proud of my son.
that's
awesome. Real cool, Michael. Congrats on your little man for hitting that home run.
That's great, man.
That's great. Hey, Matthew, yours happened on 4th of July, huh?
That's absolutely right. This last 4th of July, I went over with my friends to go watch the fireworks.
And right as they started, I don't know, I just felt something kind of come over me, and all of a sudden, I was crying like no tomorrow. Oh. I really just don't know what happened. All my friends were kind of laughing at me, and I was just like looking at the sky, and tears are streaming down. I don't really understand why.
Fireworks?
I don't.
Proud.
Yeah, for fireworks.
Are you a veteran?
I'm not a veteran. I don't know any veteran. Well, my great granddad is.
No, I'm sure you know some veterans.
But yeah, you're right. But I don't know. It just I was just watching it. It was just too magnificent.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what happened.
Was it the hangy ones? The ones that go in the fall, like the weeping willows? Those are my favorite.
The moment of being an American on this special night.
So bad. It was so awesome. I loved it.
But out of all the 4th of July's that you've been to, this was the one that got you.
Hard.
Right, Matthew?
This is the one that hit. I felt it last year, actually. No one knew, though, because I didn't like actually start crying.
So the tears have been building for a whole year.
365 days, and it built up all the way.
All right, July 4th. I'm going to be crying again.
Oh, Matthew, thank you so much. That was great. Al, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance in honor of Matthew?
All right, but I'll have to stand
up.
Yeah,
you have to please. Stand. Oh, I guess I have to stand.
All right, children, everybody.
Take my hat off. All right.
Hands on your heart.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. Damn.
Yes.
With liberty and justice for all.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. As far as you know. As far as you know.
Sure you did.
Indivisible. That's right. Indivisible. Not individual. Because it's, you know.
Indivisible.
Yeah. It's
not individual.
It's the pledge of allegiance.
It's not.
It's like the country.
Hey.
Not
everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, most people do.
I knew it.
All right.
Except for that one.
Okay, I was gonna study his Pledge of Allegiance.
For that one word.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're 2 weeks away from heading off into our family vacation, you guys.
Mexico!
This is where the show, all of us, go together to some remote location. This time we're going to Puerto Vallarta, staying at the Hard Rock Hotel.
And it doesn't have to be necessarily a remote location. We've gone to London on our
Yeah, we've gone
vacation.
To London.
We've gone to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We have great jobs, don't we, Kelly?
We
do.
And it's cool because we are a family, and you always want to take that family vacation.
Yeah.
But this year we have a competition because at the Hard Rock, they have these things called the Rockstar Suites. Now, we only get one of them for our whole crew, which means only one person can stay in that Rockstar suite.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rockstar challenge was thrown out there, and that's for the four people in this studio. Whoever can get the biggest rock stars to call the show.
Mm-hmm.
And rock star doesn't mean just rock and roll. It could be pop. It could be country. It could be any genre. And get them to call the show, and whoever gets the biggest wins that the suite during the vacation.
Are we going to vote on who... You know, the biggest one is, are we going to go by the number of Twitter followers, or how are we going to determine who the biggest?
It'll be a little bit of everything, I think. I think Twitter followers.
There might be a huge rock star who's too rock star to have a Twitter.
Exactly. And then that way you can't put the Twitter following on there.
It will either be obvious to everyone,
and
we just, you know, are fair about it. And if it's too close to call, then we bring in.
Now, it's been tough. I don't know if, Kelly, have you been working on it?
Kelly. Hey, you worked on it.
Have you made any calls,
Kelly? I've been thinking. You know, half the battle is thinking about it.
So you've been thinking. Okay.
Preparing before you strike.
Got it.
Yeah.
But you've been thinking.
I've been thinking hard about it.
Like, you got a blueprint down.
How many do you have that you can probably call and
yeah.
Oh, I don't have any. I don't think anybody. Well,
you can call Gabe. That's a given, right?
I don't even know. I don't know if I could call Gabe anymore. I don't know.
And you could probably call Howie D.
I don't think I have Howie D's number anymore. I think he changed it, and I just kept it in there because I wanted to know at one point I did have Howie D's number.
Yeah.
And JC, who do you have that you can probably – or you don't have to say if you don't want to.
I've been working on a couple.
Okay.
And they're a bit of – they're reachers. I'll say that. They're reachers.
You're reaching. Okay.
Yeah. And I already told you I worked – this one already got smashed, but I was trying to get Luis Miguel, who's like a super –
Why did it get smashed?
Because it's just not going to happen. I tried.
How hard did you try?
I tried pretty hard. I contacted a couple of people that BioDad in Mexico knows and that work.
There you go, work that connection.
That work with him, and he basically was like, yeah, he's not doing interviews.
What?
And I was like, but he just has to call and say, hi, I'm calling for JC, and then hang up. That's it. Yeah, no.
Then we'd have to prove it was him. And it'd be
yeah, exactly. So he got smashed. But I'm working on a couple other ones. Jenna, you're working on one. That's pretty big from what I hear.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just trying to put all my eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Maybe.
You're going.
Maybe two, but I'm just laying the groundwork for one.
Going big or going home.
Yeah, because we still have We have till right before we leave on the trip, right?
August 14th, I believe.
Yeah. So mine's probably going to come.
And right now in the lead with one celebrity calling the show is our boy Big Al Mac. Yeah. Last week he got this celebrity to call.
Hello, super famous rock star.
I'm going to guess Gavin DeGraw.
Hello.
Oh, no, it's a girl.
How are you?
Hey, super famous rock star.
Okay, keep talking.
This is Cheyenne Goss.
How are you?
It's our big break winner, Cheyenne Goss.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine now.
Hey, she's in the lead. I've been leading with her for, what, 2-3 days now?
Yes.
And I do have one that I'm looking at his page right now. Not Gavin DeGraw.
Okay.
Elliot, you know what I mean?
He has $9 million Twitter followers.
Enrique?
And I have another one.
Is it Adam Levine?
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
I bet you it's Enrique.
And I have another one. Let's see. Let me get him.
Look at that. So you're reaching out via Facebook.
Twitter or whatever. No. These are phone numbers that I have.
Oh, okay.
These are phone numbers that I have.
Why are you telling us who?
He's not telling us who. We just know who it is.
I didn't say who. You think you know who. You don't know.
We know who it is.
You don't know who.
We know a couple.
Let me see who.
Elliot Yameen has 9 million Twitter followers.
No, Elliot doesn't.
Elliot Yameen.
If somebody does call the show while we're on it, this is what you will hear, because it'll interrupt whatever we're doing. This is the alert.
It's the Rockstar Hotline!
Oh.
No, we play that right now. We don't have anybody right now, but...
No, we don't have anybody.
Just you wait.
Well, see, what happens is it's kind of slow at the beginning of the end. It's just like we can't even get through the show. We have so many interruptions.
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
It's like that
celebrities calling in.
It's like that bit we do called Who Do You Know? For listeners to have people call us. And who do we have? Eric Wyatt or something?
I don't know.
Somebody called in with a guy that we had no idea who he was.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like that.
So your guy has 9 million.
Yeah, I have one guy that has 9 million.
The one I'm trying to get has like 66 million. So
whoa!
I haven't been rejected this much since high school.
Like 66 million.
I'm going big.
Followers.
Well, I'm trying to go big. That one's been the toughest.
You think?
And then nobody would like to return any calls.
Right.
Toughest. So we'll see. We'll see who gets the biggest celebrity rock star to call the show.
All right.
It'll be fine. Speaking of Mexico, there's another show going on right now in the same place we're going to.
Really?
In Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Talking about Bachelor in Paradise. Did anybody watch last night?
No, I didn't realize it was on Sunday night.
I think just this one, because it's on again tonight.
Got it. Okay.
But Jenna, probably good that you didn't watch.
Why?
Good. I was watching True Detective.
Because a fellow flame that Jenna once ignited was...
Oh, my gosh. We dated for 6 hours.
Dated for 6 hours.
That's being generous.
Jenna's long-lost love.
Oh, my God. Whatever. I hook up with one guy, and then he ends up going on a reality show.
The one that got away.
Jenna hit it first.
Officially got away from Jenna.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he got married.
Because last night, is really awkward.
Why
too,
didn't I
Jenna.
Get invited to the wedding?
So they, I don't know. Huh. I don't think anybody was invited
Should
to
I
the
send
wedding.
A gift?
Maybe because they introduce everybody that's going to be on the show, and then Chris Harrison comes in and says, "Hey, I got to show you guys something," and they're all thinking it's going to be a rose ceremony, and they go sit down in these chairs on the beach, and you can obviously tell it's going to be a wedding, and then like four family members come in and sit down on the other side, and our boy Marcus and the girl Lacey, who he met on The Bachelor in Paradise last season, married each other, and he had some pretty nice vows going on.
Lacey, these vows were tough for me to write.
This could have been you, Jenna.
Not because I couldn't come up with what I can promise you, but because I still don't feel I deserve you.
Oh, I feel like I don't know you. Like
you
were saying.
You show me every day your strength, your courage, and for that and many other reasons, you are my greatest love. Now, I can't promise I won't bother you with kisses in the morning. But what I can promise is to continue to grow with you through any obstacles that may be put in our way. I promise to love you more today than yesterday, but not more than tomorrow.
What's that, provolone?
Oh, come on. Vows are supposed to be slightly cheesy.
The cheddar provolone, what is that?
Oh, God.
Kelly, did you think my vows were cheesy at my wedding?
I don't remember your vows. I'm sorry.
They were that memorable.
I couldn't hear them. We were all watching LeBron's big announcement.
Right.
Yeah, Jenna and Kid over there on the cell phones. I could see you guys. waiting for LeBron's announcement to go to Miami when I got married.
I mean, it was during your wedding.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know LeBron was going to pick that day.
I was scoping out the bridesmaids.
Which one was your favorite, Al?
I don't remember.
That was cheesy.
It's been five years, dude.
But it's the biggest event of my life.
Why are we supposed to remember all the details?
It's not the biggest event of my life. I acknowledge it's the biggest event of your life, barring your children's birth.
Right.
It was not the biggest event of my life.
Well, at least that's a good.
It was a great event.
That's good, though. That means I wasn't that cheesy where it was memorable.
I've had Coolio.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's big. And remember that Kardashian from The Bachelor?
Not yeah, really. She looked just like Kim Kardashian, but she was a virgin, remember?
Yeah.
And she would, like, kiss, and it was like, ugh.
This girl's extremely beautiful, and one of those girls that if you probably see her in the bar, she's going
to
catch her
But
attention.
The more you get to know her, the less pretty she becomes. Isn't it interesting?
Kelly, that is so right.
Isn't it true? Because I thought when she was on the show at the beginning of The Bachelor that she was so beautiful, mm-hmm. stunning.
Yeah.
But the more she talks... I look at her now, I'm like, I wouldn't trade places with her.
I wouldn't.
She's just not a pretty person.
She's just
on the inside.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, she lacks so much confidence.
Yeah.
And she just cries over the littlest things to where you're just turned off.
She takes away mm-hmm. her pretty points.
And she might be the prettiest looking on that show, but she's definitely down at the bottom now with me. But if you're expecting her to maybe have grown up a little bit and possibly not cry as much.
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh my gosh, Ashley.
People best know me as a Kardashian wannabe who's a virgin. I do cry, like, probably more than your average individual.
I can't believe I'm acting like this.
On The Bachelor, I cry once to three times a day.
Are you kidding me?
Now, do you want that girl to be your wife if she cries 2 to 3 times a day?
No.
And she's going after the guy that I thought was the perfect dude from last season with the sharp features.
Honey, I don't know. I don't know.
Why
do we know who you're talking about?
Jared.
Who's okay. Jared?
You know what's interesting right now?
What?
JC, watch this alone. Because he usually said it's his wife that makes him watch it, but we know that she was out of town.
Good call.
So that's all I can focus on.
We FaceTime watched it together.
You watched it in enough detail to remember all of the contestants.
Mm-hmm. Dang it.
Good point.
Well, she got me hooked, Jenna.
What's going on in this
world? Well, I have to tell her what happened.
How many times did you cry yesterday?
None. Friday, once. Saturday, almost.
All right.
None yesterday.
So you're going to be watching tonight?
Yeah, I'm watching
Bachelor
tonight.
Bachelor in Paradise.
JC cried more than Kelly and Jenna combined this weekend.
Does it come on again?
Yeah, it's on tonight.
Okay.
And somebody wants to punch that JJ guy in the face, so I got to see what that's all about.
What are you going
to
do when Monday Night Football starts, Rico?
Watch Monday Night Football?
And DVR.
He's going to watch that
weekend. Yeah, of course. Come on,
I've never done the commercials, but DVR, in case you miss anything good.
Football's still happening. Hey, we have a nice little cash contest starting Wednesday at 7:40 Central Sharp. It's $1,000 a day for Kid Nation. Beginning on Wednesday, be listening at 7:40 Central.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a clip from a vacation or a road trip themed movie.
Ooh.
Okay?
All you got to do is know what movie it is, correctly identify it, and you win $1,000.
I mean, that's a big deal for a road trip. I remember my grandma gave me $200 once, and I had so much fun in Rosarito in Mexico. I just drove down the border, which was sketchy because I almost couldn't get back in.
Yeah.
But we'll get $1,000 a day for Kid Nation. Kid Nation, that is you. Make sure you're listening on Wednesday, 7:40 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The MTV VMA is airing Sunday, August 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 Central, hosted by Miley Cyrus. And we want to send you there. How do we get there, Kelly Raspberry?
We're doing a fun little contest.
It's a big contest.
You know how girls are. We call it. It's
a
photo
little.
Theme, right?
So every day
we're going to announce a photo theme. So you enter a photo of yourself. You can grab your buddies and friends and stuff and make it a really fun thing. And you use the hashtag KidNationVMA. Post up on your Instagram and Twitter. And like I said, each day we're going to have a theme. And today's theme is collaboration because you look at the artists who are nominated for their best collaboration, such as Ariana Grande and The Weeknd or... you know, Bruno Mars and that DJ.
Blah, 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 yeah.
So you can, like, do something on that. You post your video. Your picture, are we allowed them to do videos too? Or is it
you can do a video, whatever you want, as long as you use the hashtag KidNationVMA.
Right, and so you do that today, the best collaboration, photo or video, Instagram, Twitter, hashtag KidNationVMA, and then we'll announce the winner
on Friday, August 14th.
Perfect.
Now, daily runner-ups will win a Mophie power station to keep your phone charged. I could use one of these. But the grand prize is that trip for two to L.A. to the MTV VMAs.
And those are what the kids are calling on fleek, by the way.
On fleek?
What is on fleek?
Or dope.
Oh, the Mophie is on Mophie. Fleek?
The Mophie's on fleek?
Or the Mophie
I'm
on is fleek on fleek,
and I did not even know it.
Pretty sure that's improper use of fleek.
Yeah,
All right. Thanks, Jenna.
Got it.
Sometimes I go to Jenna for those. But I did find an article that will help us all.
Like what?
Blend in with the teens. You know when you see a group of teens at the mall, and you just want to go chill?
Mm. No. I mean, I see you
sure.
doing that. Yeah.
Because this is what all the teens are into right now. And Jenna, you might have to help me with the fashion choices because some are weird.
Okay.
But apparently the number one thing the teens are into right now.
What's that?
And parents, if you want to get in right now and like be super friends with your kids. Halsey. H-A-L-S-E-Y. She's an artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And apparently everybody's like going nuts over Halsey. Yeah.
She's blue hair.
Yeah.
Is she a rapper?
She's just a singer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop singer?
And I think she's still a teenager. I think she's only like 19.
She American? What is she British? What?
She sings a song called like Ghost or something. Shannon's getting one for us right now.
Yeah, she sings Ghost.
She's going to give us a little taste of the Halsey.
All right.
This right here.
I'm searching for something that I can't reach.
A little Imogen Heap-ish. And according to Elena, it's Halsey. My bad.
Sounds like the way you're proving you're out of touch. Yeah.
She sounds like Ellie Goulding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She has a little Ellie Goulding sound to her. She looks like Drew Barrymore a little bit, too,
at times to me. Blue hair.
Well, yeah, she changes up the hair. If you also want to fit in with the teen crowd, got to rock that bohemian-style clothing. Are you wearing that, Jenna?
See, I do like the bohemian style clothing on young people.
What makes
older
it bohemian?
People, like, it just makes you feel like a leftover hippie from the 70s.
Like kind of lacy and lots of colors and stuff?
Yeah, hippie.
Frilly or something?
Yeah, but I mean, I dress bohemian, but it's comfortable.
Right.
It's very loose, fitting.
No bra? Does that make you bohemian?
Why would you have to? Yeah, very bohemian to go braless, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Based on this, yes. I agree with that.
Well, I'm down with the bohemian there.
And like really chunky necklaces.
Not everybody should go braless.
In certain situations.
Not a good look for everyone.
Thank you. In certain situations. Certain situations, you don't do bohemian.
Now, these are back in.
But
high-waisted jeans.
See, I'm really shocked by this because that's a mom jean.
Mom jean, exactly.
And I mean,
that's what your mom wears to get you embarrassed.
I've always liked those, though. But yeah, they are mom jeans.
You have a couple, Jenna.
Yeah, all my jeans short so I can wear the crop tops.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
And that goes with the bohemian clothing.
Yeah.
Like the tops.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning.
Now, what's it called when dads wear their pants all up like that?
Dad jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Only when you got dad bod.
Dad bod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Those are not in style for us yet, Al. They say chokers are back in, Jenna.
Yeah.
I can't do a choker.
I love them.
It makes me, I can't breathe.
They're elastic, so you...
I don't care.
What's so
it's
funny is the outfit I have for Destination Day. You guys are going to love it because it's an off-the-shoulder lacy crop top, and I have a choker to wear today.
They're necklaces,
and I'm
right?
not trying to be a teenager. Yeah, it's just it's just the size of the necklace. It's up against your neck.
Oh, yeah. I can't breathe thinking about it.
Love that.
Seriously.
I like loose-fitting stuff, you know, which is hard when you're 240, you know, because everything's tight.
Right. Well, I don't think the guys should be wearing chokers. I think that's more of a lady thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we have worn the, what do you call the, puka shell?
Those are really
tight. Chokers.
Yeah. Not back in. Definitely.
And also, no shark teeth on your neck, please,
no.
Al.
No, definitely not in.
Girls say they don't like that for some reason.
Mm-mm.
All right.
So you won't wear the choker, Kelly?
No, I think it also makes your neck look fat.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, you don't want to have muffin top
on
your neck.
Not only are they popular right now, real popular, it's going to get more popular.
You're going to have to wear one, Kelly.
I have to remind myself to breathe because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You could wear this one, Kelly. Floppy hats are back in, too.
You know, I try to do a hat, but I feel like everybody's staring at me. Look at her wearing that hat.
How current is this article?
Well, your head's so
this
big,
is really though. Current. This is a BuzzFeed thing.
Super current.
I just feel like everybody's looking at me like I look stupid. But if everybody's doing it.
And BuzzFeed is always on top of things.
And how do you pack hats for vacation?
You can't.
I don't.
Trust me.
No. I see girls go on vacation.
You wear it at the airport.
Well, they apparently pack them in their suitcases. I don't see them in the airport, but they get to the beach. Suddenly, they have all these hats. It's like they have a hat wardrobe.
Yeah, you remember?
And if they say you can roll them up in their hats so you can roll up and pack, no. I get them out, and they're all crimpled and cramped. You can't.
You pack it as the hat, and you put something in the head of the hat.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird, though.
Now, these ones are the ones that used to get me all randy back when I was in high school.
Randy?
Oh my gosh, you're definitely not close to teenage.
You don't say Randy anymore?
No, I never said Randy. Only my dad said Randy. I don't understand.
I don't say Randy unless I'm talking about Randy Jackson.
They make me Randy.
What?
Overalls. Because sometimes...
Don't you dare.
Oh, yes, Kelly.
Kelly, that was
when
kid.
I was wearing overalls, no, you were, everybody made fun of me.
Because you weren't cool back then when you were wearing
kid. That was kid that would make fun of you for the most part.
Now you can't.
Even though we did step up to the airport and you got out of the limo and some dude said, there's the world's richest farmer.
I'm not going to blow that story for y'all.
Yeah.
What?
Because it didn't happen.
It did. Sometimes you get, like,
these
if a girl's wearing a crop top, you can see the belly button.
I know.
See, I can't wear overalls now because now I'm too old. I'm not a teenager anymore or at least close to my teenage
years. I wore overalls on the family vacation last year in Mexico over my bathing suit, and you made fun of me.
Old people can wear overalls.
Well, I called you crisscross, but that's because
of
you.
See, y'all make fun. Now you're saying, oh, they turn you on, and you're lying because you made fun of her last year.
Back in the day.
The whole time, Jenna was turning you on, and you just didn't tell anybody.
The whole time, I was way ahead of this trend.
Yeah, Jenna was ahead of the game.
That's all right.
According to BuzzFeed, this is what's in right now.
Or just follow me and I'll be a year ahead.
This is what all the teens are wearing. Or you could do what Jenna was doing 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Like the relaxed and loose clothing. Jenna was wearing that too.
What kind of relaxed and loose?
The frilly things.
Relaxed.
Shirts.
Yeah.
You got little things hanging out.
Fringe.
Yeah. You're in the fringe zone.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
Loose.
Okay.
Because then you don't know what you're getting.
What else you got there, teen boy?
Present. Yeah, we're gonna go to a high school party and fit in so good.
I don't want
to
fit in at a high school party.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. These are all things for girls to wear. You don't have a thing on here for about boys.
You have sneakers?
Guys, we're just chilling, you know?
You have the kind of sneakers or something?
Yeah, there's some sneakers that are cool for boys. We're doing things that all the teens are into if you want to fit in with the cool kids. 90s grunge fashion is back, y'all.
I am very disturbed by this. No.
That's when you couldn't even put the sweater around your... Yeah, the plaid sweater around your hip.
Because right now in the, you know... Full House airs on Nickelodeon at night, and right now they're in that grunge
perfect
season.
Do that.
They look ridiculous.
Well, I think they
I do not like
flannel,
that look.
The loose flannel?
Yeah.
That's back, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it.
Go get your flannel.
Back.
You can borrow it from Jen.
I never did it when it was in style in the 90s.
Now, here's a shocker.
Mm, what?
Adidas.
Adidas?
That's the deal right now.
Yeah.
Not Nike. Not Reebok.
Adidas.
It's because
Under Armour.
Because a designer remade the old Adidas sneakers, and so now they're selling Adidas-style sneakers for like $400.
And the clothing, too. Like, if you wore the Adidas shirt and you got the sneaks.
Wow.
You can tell it's cool because The Rock was wearing one the other day.
Yeah.
If The Rock's doing it.
Well, Converse are coming back,
but
too. They've been coming back.
Yep.
Yeah, but he fits in.
Who's going to tell him he can't wear it?
Nobody.
I'll tell him.
I'm not going to tell him a dog.
This was the one that was weird to me because apparently K-pop... is what's cool right now. If you're listening to music.
Oh, the Korean pop.
It's Korean pop.
Yeah.
And then I got to listening, and it's cool. Good.
Okay, that's one that I'm not on top of.
And they throw a couple English words in there for you to like be like, oh, okay, I know that.
I wonder if it's all the Korean karaoke bars.
Tatooine High!
You know this one?
Yes.
Once he found out he's supposed to love it, he's been like memorizing it.
Now, if you're not into the K-pop and you want to listen to some other music that's here from the States, Sam Hunt's the big deal right now. The talking dude. If you want to throw on the CD and get down to loving.
I love this song.
I know you do.
I do. It's.
I just want to talk like that guy. Were you just talking all normal and then, Kelly, you look good.
Yeah.
Do you like this more than Gorilla?
Well, this doesn't do the same thing to me that Gorilla did to me.
Because Gorilla did something.
Yeah.
Gorilla, I had a physical, visceral reaction to Gorilla. But I really like this song by Sam Hunt.
It's weird at first because you're like, why are you talking? Oh, there's the song. Here you go.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by.
Come on, Al.
Oh, I like that.
Say hi.
That's great.
Can you imagine when, like, when you're single? Somebody knows your name. Oh. You're not looking for anything right now. So I don't want to come on strong.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding blood. It's this just guy's a conversation.
No, oh,
girl,
like
I'm not a wasted. You don't know me.
You're going to start doing your hair like that, Nick.
I don't know. I can't do the Sam Hunt hair.
Yeah, you will.
I need dark hair for that. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change. How do you become this cool?
I don't have to make singing you love and talking singing.
I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't going to waste my life. What a thoughtful guy. I don't have to guy take your heart. I just want to take your time.
That's so...
Move over, Luke Bryan.
You know what ruins it for me, though?
What? What?
I heard that at the some country music awards when they were at Texas Stadium,
oh,
Cowboy
boy
Stadium.
You're going to ruin Sam Hunt.
That he hooked up
with
yeah
Andy Dorfman.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who
and I
did
cannot
it
look at him the same way.
She's a good-looking girl. What's wrong with her?
She was the bachelorette, and she was rude. She dissed
oh,
Juan Pablo. Yeah,
like,
she
I know,
trashed
I know this name.
Juan Pablo.
Everybody
so
dissed him.
She was so mean. She didn't have to go out like that.
Maybe Sam Hunt likes a strong woman.
I would
well,
think
I heard it's over already. It was just like a little brief flirtation.
Oh, okay.
Well, if it's happened on The Bachelor, it's probably over.
We should do a whole Sam Hunt break where we just talk like Sam Hunt.
Hey, coming up next, the show of his top
five.
Yeah, that's true. It is yeah coming up next.
It is coming up next.
Do you have any more things on your list first?
Feminism is pretty cool. Yeah. Jenna, are you into that?
No.
No, don't do that.
No.
Feminism?
So is activism.
You know,
teens,
I like feminism.
Really
I'm pro-girl and everything. I should like angry feminism.
Right.
Angry feminism is tiresome.
Yeah. Be nice, feminist.
Like, unintentional feminism.
You can be a feminist
yeah
and you can still be a lady.
Yeah.
People don't understand that you can be both.
Yeah. I like soft, gentle feminism.
Yeah. And right now, activism's super cool with the teens.
Oh, again, do you can be an activist, but you don't have to be angry. People are so mean about their activism.
Post nuts.
They are.
They're trying to get the point across, Kelly.
No need to be angry, though.
The way it's active.
You are not convincing anybody to come to your side when you're yelling at them and cussing at them and telling them how wrong you are
right
and how right they are.
Hey, I know you want me to come over and do that 5K walk on Saturday morning, but don't be rude.
Present your argument in an intelligent, thoughtful way.
It's hard to be a protester and activist without, you know, you've been
polite.
You don't
polite have to be angry. You,
yeah
have to be,
you have to be forceful. You have to be assertive.
Have an intelligent argument. You can have emotion behind it, but have some intelligent facts to back up your point.
That, she does make a good point. That's a solid point right there.
No, yeah.
So basically, activists
scream at me.
Activists annoy you.
Yeah, that's going to work.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Big Al.
Yeah.
You're going through heartbreak right now. A
well,
very tough breakup, huh?
Yeah, I know. It is. It's been a 3-year relationship. Well, yeah, it has been a 3-year relationship.
Well, Dr. Girlfriend finally dumped you?
No, not that relationship.
Oh.
Something almost just as intimate, though. About 3 years ago for Christmas, my girlfriend gave me a gift card to go to Art of Shaving to get a shave. And I said, huh, who goes to the mall to the Art of Shaving to get a shave? So I just let the gift card just sit on the counter for 3-4 months.
Right.
Then finally one day I said, you know what? I need to shave. I'm going to go to the mall and just use this gift card.
Because it's a gift card. Why not? You don't want it to go to waste.
Man, it changed my life.
Good.
It changed my life.
Who is that good voice?
I know that voice.
What is that?
Who the hell said that? It seriously did. And so this man.
I didn't even know who he was.
This man sitting right here, his name is Corey. He has been shaving my face every Sunday.
Love at first sight?
Every Sunday. For the last 3 years, I have a standing appointment at Art of Shaving. I don't even have to tell him what time I'm coming.
Seriously,
in.
For like the first time he came, I think he did like, what
Corey
was it, like a month?
Right.
And then after that, he like, look, I need to do a year because he got mad at me because we did not have him 12 o'clock on Sunday mm-hmm for his slot.
That's what it takes to get you mad, Al?
Somebody called in and
I
took
remember,
my slot.
Do you know that Al did not pick his girlfriend from the airport one day?
Because he had to get
you
a
could
shave
not reschedule his shave.
Yes. Yeah. She told me that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, you do know that Al cheats on you once a year.
I do.
I
do.
Al will go on the kids' trip, and he will drive, an hour away?
This is the most expensive shave of my year, because I will say this. Art of Shaving, it's $35 for someone. They do the hot towel. They rub your face with all kinds of
stuff.
Sure.
But how far away is it?
when we go to Orlando, I get a cab.
What? How am I just learning about this?
Oh, Jenna, every year.
The last 2 years.
Yeah.
I pay $40 to go in a cab to the mall, pay for the shave, and then get a cab back.
Yeah. And it's a random. It's a random shaver. So, not even the same one every time.
All of that to say this.
So what's going on, Al?
Corey is leaving me. Corey,
it's for the Vanilla Ice project.
It's bittersweet.
I'm basically gonna be a part of the cast on the Vanilla Ice project. I don't quite yet know what I'm gonna do, Kelly.
Doesn't he build stuff?
He actually builds. He buys these extravagant down homes that I guess cost him anywhere between $300,000-$400,000, but they're foreclosures in Florida.
So he's gonna make you build stuff with it?
I'm gonna build these extravagant houses. He puts stuff in these houses that you don't normally have in your house. So it's always gonna be the best house on the block.
Right.
And
you never want to own the best house on the block.
Yeah. But this is not what we're talking about.
Well, hold on.
He wants to talk about his project.
Yeah. Do you have any construction experience?
I do, actually. Okay. I flipped a house in Pleasant Grove. And we kind of set a new format for that area when we sold our house, and we have our new one.
So now you're teaming up with the Van Winkle.
I'm teaming up with the Van Winkle.
Okay.
I'm trying to invite Big Al down to come do a shave live on the show.
Oh, wow.
But I'm hoping it's going to be something at the end so he can also help me barbecue. That's the plan.
His tie-in with Vanilla Ice, Corey used to be a backup dancer for Vanilla Ice.
Oh, back in the day. So many of his former backups.
Yes.
This is crazy. We really
remember at your birthday party, Kelly, we were dancing, and your friend, one of your friends were dancing against me, who's an MTV guy, right?
He was, Mark was on that thing with Downtown Julie Brown.
There you go. Yes.
Whatever that was called.
MTV Dance. It was something. Yeah, it was something with MTV.
Yeah.
So as happy as I am for Corey.
Yes, Al.
Because he's moving on to bigger and better things. I'm left here without a shave.
They'll hire somebody else to shave. Yeah, well,
I don't know if they'd be as good as me.
What are you going to do, Al?
Working out.
Go ahead,
this man has shaved my face. He has caressed my jaws.
Does he shave your nose hairs?
For like sometimes, whatever.
You do?
Whatever.
Is that pretty gross?
Sometimes if I like, because I shave my own head, if I miss a spot, he'll say, I got something. I can't see it.
That's back a partner right there.
Yeah,
that's
he's got my back.
Does Al ever get you drunk with his breath?
You know, he talks about that a lot. Yeah. He's like, oh, you know I just had a drink.
Of course,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When hasn't he?
Yeah. So, you know. I'm happy for you.
Say your pleasant goodbyes, Al.
Well, you know, we have two or three shaves left.
Yeah, we got 3.
Oh, we got time.
Yeah. He really wanted to just come in here and see and be around some cameras.
I did.
Dish Nation because
he's used to it.
You guys have the best job. You are living the dream. I mean, you gotta love it.
Well, Corey, would you like to listen to a hilarious funeral story?
Yes.
Oh, you finally got one?
We got one, Kelly.
Oh, good.
Enter Shelby. Shelby, you went to a funeral where the cops were called?
Well, it was actually my best friend, and it was her grandfather's funeral.
Oh, but
but it all happened, and it was very tragic. But they went to the funeral, and apparently a guy was on a drunken bender the morning of the funeral and thought it would be hilarious to steal a hearse.
Oh.
And so he did, and then they ended up calling the cops. And then they did, like, a high-speed chase, so they couldn't find the guy, and then they found him, but he was hit a tree with the casket, like, in the hearse.
Oh.
And it was so bad.
Oh,
it was so bad. And, like, yeah, and so she posted it on Facebook, like, the next day after it happened, because she called me and told me about it. I was like, you're lying. Like, you're just trying to be funny. Like, you're lying and make light of the situation. No, the caption read, guy on drunken bender steals hearse from a funeral. So it was really, really bad. But it was so, I mean, we all laughed at the end, but it was really tragic at the time for her and her family.
No, I bet.
Was there a body?
Yeah, so
it was in the car.
It was corpse snapping.
Oh.
It was corpse snapping.
Oh, my.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.